Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio today are two wonderful people with hearts for serving business, by giving them a place to meet, greet, talk to each other, and do business. I want you to meet Amber Robinson and Leanne Hemingway. Amber and Leanne, welcome to the Business Connection Studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Leanne, let's start with you very briefly. You are somebody who's been in the Colorado Springs business community for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I am a personal banker at Herring Bank, which is located on 3110 North Nevada Avenue, and I help small businesses help their business thrive. I like to do loans for them and just mentor them along the way.
Very nice. Amber?
So I work for Verticom Technologies, which is a full IT solutions company. I am also a Colorado Springs native, so I've been in the Springs business community for many years.
I know two natives now. I married the first one I met, and I found her in Albuquerque. And you're both blonde. Is that common to all Colorado natives?
I guess so.
Okay. So the two of you run a networking group. It's called the Huddle Networking Group, and that's what we're here to talk about today. And the both of you obviously come from business-to-business backgrounds. So how did the two of you come together? And because you are co-founders of the Huddle, and what is it about networking and things like that that you want to – why are you doing this for business?
So Leanne and I have been affiliated for about the last 10 years, and during our careers, we've been in several different leads groups together. And as our career paths have changed over time, we realized that there was a real need for a business-to-business group with professionals here in Colorado Springs. So about a year ago, we decided to start our own group, The Huddle, and this is actually our one-year anniversary this month.
Very exciting. And because there are obviously a lot of networking opportunities out there for business. This is a very networked town. We're very relational driven as opposed to being transactional, where you might find in a bigger place like Denver, a very transactional group there, which is a wonderful thing. But I love relationships. And obviously, so do you. Leanne, how would you add to that?
Well, I think in the banking world, the way it's changing with us giving them the technology never to come into the bank. If you need something, who are you going to talk to? You need that relationship. And that's why, besides, you know, taking off and landing with the customer, I want to fly the whole course with them and help them reach their dreams.
So from start to finish, when we meet Leanne, we are engaged with you. You become our representative at Herring Bank.
Yes.
Right through our business process from its inception to lending, to getting a business up and running, to watching it, as you say, grow and thrive, all very wonderful things. So this is obviously in both of your DNAs.
Yes.
Yes.
Networking is in DNA. So I think you really got to love talking to people, and the two of you obviously do, and so much so that you formed the Huddle, and obviously a business-to-business group. You say about yourselves that you're large enough to make a big impact, but small enough to have close-knit relationships with your members. Describe my experience as a member of the Huddle.
Sure. So I think what you can expect out of being a member of the Huddle is that, like you mentioned, we are small enough to be a very close-knit relationship group. However, we're also large enough to have a big impact. So when we are meeting with prospective clients, we all like to be a business resource to that rather than just leading with our given industry. And anybody who's been in business for a period of time in Colorado Springs knows the importance of building and nurturing those relationships.
Leanne?
Oh, I totally agree with Amber.
All right. So what we know about a place that is as relational and networked as Colorado Springs is that you want to be seen in a network setting as not somebody that I think is going to try to sell me something every time I see you. That's usually not a good philosophy for somebody in a networking group or even for a networking group. That's not you guys. You are teaching your members, you're working with your members to be a resource to the people that they meet. And that's why it's so important to have a diversity of what you call verticals represented in the group or different industry categories. The more of those, if I'm a member of the group, of course, I'm able to make a referral to somebody that I'm doing business with, which adds value to that relationship.
That's very true.
part of our group is we like to encourage one-on-one so we know the person we're referring to. And that's very important. I'm not going to refer to someone just because. I want to make sure the person I refer to is going to take care of my customer.
Yeah, you're putting your name in that referral. You're putting your reputation on the line. And you're right. You don't want to refer somebody. So describe a one-on-one, Amber.
Sure. So one of the things that we do to ensure what Leanne mentioned with making sure that we have quality members is that all of our members are vetted out very carefully to be sure that they are well-networked business professionals. And not only that, but that they are really experts in their given field or industry so that when we bring them to the table, they are definitely a business resource for everyone.
You know, everybody who runs a business is a professional, an owner of some kind, an executive level type. Our time is all at a premium. I mean, you've done something really interesting with this group. You've made it potent. You've made it powerful. You vet members very carefully. You have some openings that you're looking to fill, and you are looking to bring those people together not too long from now, possibly in the form of a membership drive. But let's talk a little bit about if I want to become a member of your group and say there's an opening in my category, how do I apply, for example? How long do you need to know me before you can consider me for membership? And what is it that you do and don't want in my background?
So one of the things that we like to do is set up a one-on-one so Leanne and I can get to know the person personally and know that they have a good business reputation in town. As a prospective member, what you can expect is that we have a very minimal time investment for our meetings. We meet biweekly, and we alternate a lunch and a happy hour. And usually with lunch, we're in and out in 30 minutes. That's something that our members absolutely love about us is we are direct, to the point, effective, and it's not a huge time investment.
Perfect. Leanne?
And the other thing, too, when we get our leads, we pass everything through email. So everybody says what they want. I go back to the office, or Amber does, and then we send everything out via email.
So are you keeping track of the amount of commerce that you're churning through the networking group?
Yes, we certainly do.
I bet that's going to be a fun number in another year from now. I bet it's a fun number now.
It already is. We're really happy with the results that we've had.
And, you know, this gets interesting because hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of commerce can be done in a year, even in a group as closely knit as this one. Now, you're going to max out at 20 members, and that's really important because you want to keep the group manageable. You want to keep these relationships intimate and close, everybody very familiar with each other. So you have roughly 15 people now. So really, there's, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And there's roughly, so there's about five openings left. And so if somebody wants to join, they really probably should reach out to you pretty quickly. Final thoughts, Leanne, let's start with you and then Amber.
Final thoughts are, I think we're a great group. We've got a lot of awesome people in it, and I'm very happy that it's been a year that we've started this project.
Congratulations. And Amber, final thought from you, and then a phone number or two real quick.
So my final thoughts are that, number one, we have a very minimal time investment. Our annual dues are very reasonable. The feedback we've received from our members so far is that a single lead that they get from another member usually takes care of their dues for years to come. So that's really excellent feedback, and it just shows the effectiveness of our group. My contact information by phone is 719-651-9257.
And my phone number for Leanne is 719-243-3810.
Business owners, if you are well-networked business professionals and you're experts in your industries, I encourage you to give Amber a call at 651-9257. That's 651-9257. Or call Leanne at 243-3810 if you have an interest in joining. Remember, there are only five openings left. And you are also running a special membership drive right now. So if you join now, you can have your membership or your annual dues for half price for the first year.
That is correct.
That is a wonderful thing. A great place to meet some other professionals and engage in some commerce, have a little fun at the same time every other week, either a lunch or a happy hour. You just can't beat that for busy professionals. who are looking for sources of business and to be resources. A treat to have you both here. Amber Robinson, Leanne Hemingway, founders or co-founders of the Huddle Networking Group. And that's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. We'll be back next Sunday at 7 o'clock. In the meantime, catch us by podcast at krdo.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at krdo.com.